This is New England Public Radio. A recent study shows that per capita, West Springfield, Massachusetts, is fourth in the country for refugee resettlements. The report from American Public Media's America Amplified Project also shows Springfield is in the top 100. New England Public Radio's Adam Frenier reports.
West Springfield averaged 161 refugee resettlements per year from 2015 to 2019, according to the report. The mayor, Will Reichelt, says being near the top of the list is a good thing.
When you go down Main Street and Union Street in West Springfield, there's just so many new businesses and authentic restaurants and really refugee-run communities that have sprouted up because so many people have been brought over to West Springfield and have decided to bring their families over and settle here and stay here.
Reichelt adds if it wasn't for the placements, West Springfield's overall population of more than 28,000 likely would have declined. Acentria Care Alliance has resettled refugees in West Springfield for many years. Its chief operating officer, Tim Johnstone, says a supportive community, affordable housing, and jobs makes it a good place for his agency to work.
Refugees want to come and start a new life here, so they're anxious to get jobs as soon as they can and start providing for families as soon as they can. And there's been a lot of really great employer support there in terms of helping refugees get started again.
Across the Connecticut River in Springfield, the city saw more than 150 resettlements a year and ranks 66th. It's the only other Western Mass city on the list. Mahmoud Ala Adawi came to Springfield from Somalia. A farmer by trade, he fled the Civil War there. Adawi was able to bring two of his children with him to Massachusetts, but others remain in a refugee camp in Kenya. The 65-year-old told me he said thanks to God when he got to Springfield. Through an interpreter, Adawi says there's been a lot of opportunities, and he was able to have surgery on both eyes. It may become harder for those like Adawi to make Springfield home. A Trump administration executive order gives individual cities the ability to block resettlement, although that's being challenged in court. Mayor Dominic Sarno has said he will not grant permission for more placements. For New England Public Radio, I'm Adam Frenier.